You're listening to SBS News.
Karen Selis was meant to be studying English in Australia right now, but coronavirus delayed her March travel plans from Colombia. 8 months later, the 28-year-old is tired of waiting.
At this point, we haven't been given an answer about what will happen with our visas, with the money we've got invested, and with the dreams we've postponed.
The international student says that dream is becoming a nightmare because of the uncertainty and lack of information. She's now reconsidering her plans.
I've started looking at going to Canada, and I've been talking to my agent about how to cancel with Australia.
A recent survey of more than 1,500 international students with applications or offers from Australian universities found more than half are considering changing destinations. Canada is fast becoming the destination of choice because it reopened its borders to international students in October and the government extended welfare support to the cohort during the pandemic. Australian migration agent Melanie McFarlane would normally be helping students in Latin America travel here, but not anymore.
We are pivoting our business to go to countries such as Canada and the UK rather than Australia at this point.
International education consultant Rod Herps says what's making the situation worse is unclear messaging.
Particularly Canada and the UK, there's been very high level messaging and consistent messaging saying that making it clear that the international students are still welcome, whereas Australia hasn't pursued that positive messaging.
Only small numbers of international students will be allowed to enter the country under delayed pilot programs in the Northern Territory, South Australia and ACT, but all states and territories have been asked to submit plans to the federal government by the end of this month for international student arrivals starting after Christmas. In a statement, Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan told SBS News, "Our government wants to see international students return to Australia in a safe way that does not disadvantage Australian citizens overseas who want to return." But for Karen, that's too little, too late. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.